What a wonderful name it is, Worship the Lord this morning in your own words. Tell him of his goodies. Tell him of his greatness, his kindness, his mercy, his long suffering, all that he is. Thank you. How David commanded his soul in spite of what he was feeling. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, all that is within me, bless his name. And bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all it is within me, bless his name, 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 bless you, Lord.
As John read earlier, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit. No one like you, Lord. Thank you, God, for your presence. It truly is heaven. Let us take it, not just on Sunday mornings, Lord, but let us just carry it throughout our week, on the highways and in the byways, on the high, high mountains and the low valleys, in the hospitals. Let it be known, Lord, you are King of all, and there's nothing, 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 nothing greater than your presence.
Who is like you, Lord, in all the earth? Matchless love, beauty, endless worth. And nothing in this world will satisfy. Jesus, you're the cup that won't run dry.
Who is like you, Lord?
Who is like you, Lord, in all the earth? Matchless love, beauty, endless worth. Nothing in this world satisfies. Jesus, you're the cup that won't run dry.
Your presence, God.
Your presence is heaven to me. Your presence is heaven to me. Your presence is heaven to me. It's your presence is heaven to me. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, oh, Jesus, your presence is heaven to me. Oh, Jesus, oh, Jesus, it's your presence, it's your presence.
Soul and mind.
It is yours. It is yours. Declare it, church. It is yours. It is yours. It is yours. Declare it. It is yours. It is yours. It is yours. Your eyes, he's going to open your ears to hear. Over and over again, you sing the song of my heart. Come on, church, can you hear it today? Over and over again, Jesus, you sing the song of my heart. Because you don't want to just hear his voice at the high, high mountain. You don't want to just hear his voice when everything is absolutely wonderful, crazy good. You want to hear his voice when you're in the very depth of the valley. Because, like John was saying earlier, this takes some work. This just, you know, it's not like falling off a log. You got to put some effort into this. So just listen to that song, because there's going to be a time when you don't have your iPhone, and you don't have the Cornerstone worship team, and you don't have Wi-Fi. All you're going to have is MiFi, and that's my Jesus. So, over and over, over and over again, you sing the song of my heart. Jesus, can you hear it? Over and over again, you sing the song of my heart. Teach me yours. Won't you teach me yours? Come on, run to the altar, girl.
Woo! Oh, Jesus. Your presence wrecks me. I'm so jealous for the Lord. I'm so grateful that John opened with that psalm. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit in me. Church, I believe the Lord is calling us higher. I believe He is calling us into a relationship with Him that is so representative of His holiness. That psalm was written when David had sinned against the Lord and committed adultery with Bathsheba, was responsible for putting her husband in the front of the battle line so that he would be killed, so that he could cover his sin. He came to a place where he confessed that it was against God and him only that he had sinned and he did this evil in the sight of God. You remember the story, and Bathsheba had the baby. And God took that baby home to be with him. David prayed and prayed that God would restore his life, but God took him anyway. I don't know if we understand how much the Lord not only loves us, but how much God hates what the enemy has projected onto the human race because of the choice that Adam and Eve made in the garden. And yet God restored life. He cursed sin and death at the cross. Oh, that we would not take what Jesus did lightly. Oh, that we would not allow compromise in our own lives. This whole morning, I've just been over here praying, God, search my heart. Search my heart. God, if there is any wicked way in me, reveal it to me, because I don't want anything. I don't want anything to stand between me and you and the intimacy that you have for me. I am not going to stand up here with a log in my own eye and point out the speck in yours. This is between you and Jesus alone. I just know for me, I need to come before the Lord and say, God, would you examine my heart? And would you create in me a pure heart, oh God? Would you renew a right spirit in me? Would you heal my heart? Heal those places that are wounded and that have become areas of vulnerability for the enemy to come in. But God, I pray that you would not allow me to use them as an excuse for bad behavior or to excuse the things that you want to annihilate from me, that you want to drive out, that you want to cut off because they are hindering my intimacy with you. God, would you come? Would you burn? Would you burn a passion in my heart that only wants what you want. That declares not only with my mouth that you are Lord, but with my actions that you are Lord. Because we know, God, that obedience is better than sacrifice. You have given us everything that pertains to life and godliness. You've done that for us. We are not powerless in and of ourselves, yes, but we are not powerless because your very spirit, that spirit that renews us and that brings a right spirit to us, is available to us because of what Jesus did on the cross. Holy Spirit, would you hallow this place? Would you hallow this ground? Help us to hear the song that you're singing. Open our eyes, open our ears. Yes, Gary, God is singing a song. We need to hear the song that he's singing. When the band is playing, when the band isn't. When we're together or when we're totally alone. And in the stillness and the quiet, God, you're there. Holy Spirit, we just make space for you. We make space for you. In fact, Lord, I pray that you would invade. Let there just be an invasion of your kingdom that just comes and takes up residence inside us and begins to wreak havoc on the enemy who has, to this point, been successful in deceiving, but no more.